On page Tezayin Amid Aleph, closer to the bottom of the page, three lines into the wide lines, into the first wide lines. Tez Amid Rav Chista said, before the Gemara was discussing, I mean it's relevant for further, the various times, the Mishnah was saying, the world is judged four times, Pesach on grain, Shavuos on fruits, Rosh Hashanah everybody, and Sukkot on water. That was the Gemara discussing the various things. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Chista," and this is a continuation because Rav Chista was speaking before about the world being judged. Mm-hmm. So he says another din: Melech v'tzibur. What happens if a king and a community needs to be in a din Torah? Who goes first? Mm-hmm. Which side goes first? So it says, "Melech nichnas tchila ledin." The king goes first into judgment. Shenema, because it says, "Lasis mishpat avdei." To do the mishpat of a servant, which refers to the king, and then it says umishpat ama Yisrael. Then it says the judgment of the nation. So you see, if a king and the nation have to go to a court case, the king goes first. My time, or what's taka the reason? Okay, the pasuk says so, but what's the reason? Sigmar says ibayis him. If you want to say lav uruch arla meisiv malka broy, it's not proper to have a king waiting. And if the Jews are being judged, and then the king is going to be judged, he has to wait outside. Another answer is let the king be judged before God gets angry at the people for their avedus. So therefore, it says the king goes first. Then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef said, what do we pray daily? According to which opinion do we daven daily for the sick and for the weak? Aksir means for the sick and for the weak. In other words, because before we learned, if you remember in the Gemara, when is a person judged? Are you judged on Rosh Hashanah? Are you judged every day? Are you, you know, when the various times a person is judged. And Rabbi Yossi said, a person is judged every day. So if you're judged every day, it makes sense to daven every day for the sick.
Yeah.
But if the person is judged only Rosh Hashanah, what are you davening every day for? Mm. I mean, it's worthless because he's already judged. So he says, who do we daven like now? Aksiri for the sick people, v'amiri and for the weak people, we daven every day. So the Gemara says, it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, who says, a person is judged every day. So therefore, you have to daven every day for them. Another answer is, you can really say, it goes according to the Chachamim. It really goes according to the Chachamim that a person is judged Rosh Hashanah. Aye, why are you davening every day for? He says, because it goes according to Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amir Rabbi Yitzchak, because Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yafet Tzaka La'odam. Tzaka means crying, or here it means davening for a person is great. Ben Kedem Gzardin, whether it's before the decree, Ben La'acha Gzardin, even after the decree. Okay? So, the bottom line is that even though the person is judged in Rosh Hashanah, nevertheless, it's still good to cry even after the davening. Yeah. So the Gemara, Tosis over here asked a very simple question. What was the Gemara's question to begin with? For instance, every day in Shemoneh Esrei, we say Refa'enu, Baruch Aleinu. That was instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who were much before the time of the Gemara. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, there is a concept of davening every day. So what was the Gemara's question? Which opinion do we daven every day? So Tosis asked the question. And Rabbeinu Tam answers, he brings in a whole bunch of different answers. Rabbeinu Tam says, there's a difference between not becoming sick or once somebody is sick. In other words, two issues. He says, while praying that one becomes sick is justified only according to Rabbi Yosi, because he's going to be judged if he should be sick. But everybody says, once somebody is sick, it's definitely important to daven for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's two issues. Whether to daven for somebody that they shouldn't become sick, mm-hmm. according to Rabbi Yosi, that you should do every day. Because if a person's judged every day they might be judged if he should get sick or not. And also, he says that it depends if it's an individual or community. When you daven a fa'ina, you're davening plural for the community. And that could be overturned. A bunch of different answers. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned Huh? Take a Gemara and open it up. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Mipneima Amr Tera. Why does the Tera say? Heviyo Emer BePesach. You have to bring a carbon Emer on Pesach. The Tera says it's brought on from barley, the carbon Emer, and you bring it the second day of Pesach. He says why? He said Neisha Pesach Zman Tvuhu. Because the Pesach is the time when the grain is judged, like it said in the Mishnah. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Haviyo lefanei emer bepesach. So if you want to have a good judgment on grain, Hashem says, like, do something good. Bring the emer on Pesach. That you should have a bracha for the tvua in the fields. Because if that's the day of judgment and Hashem sees you bringing tvua, so then Hashem will bless the grain. Then he says, why does the Torah say to bring the two breads on Shavuos? On Shavuos they have to bring two breads of chametz. So he says, why do you bring the two breads on Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the time when the fruits of the tree are judged. And the Gemara, I mean, you'll see the question is, but that's not a fruit, this is grain. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll explain in a second. The Hashem says, Hevil lefanu shtei alachem batzeres. Bring the two bread and shvuis, kereshi is baruch hu lachem beres ha'ilan, that the fruits of the tree should be blessed. So obviously, lecha'edah, it's not fruit. So he says, all the wheat is grain, it can affect the acceptance for fruits of the tree. And he says, because Adam Arishan, the chetei tadas, was a wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, according to one opinion, it was wheat. One opinion says it was a fig, one opinion says it was an esrig, one opinion says it was wheat.
Apples.
Apple is not in the Gemara.
No. Raw wheat.
Huh? Yeah. By the way, shades of raw wheat. And yet, it's called a tree. Okay. By the way, it says, only after Adam Rishon's sin was decreed that bread would no longer grow on trees.
Bread.
Wheat. I mean, he brings down. 1 second. After Adam's sin was decreed, the bread should no longer grow on trees as ready to eat product, but rather man would have to work with the sweat of his brow to produce bread out of grain. And Shavuos, the day that Adam's sin was rectified through the Jews' acceptance of Torah, so then it could have become a fruit of the tree again, if they didn't sin in the Egel. So therefore, wheat is still considered a fruit. And by the way, even vegetables, by the way, are called fruit. You make bari priha adama, even on wheat. If wheat is made into flour, then it becomes mezonos. But if you eat puffed wheat, it's bari priha adama. It's still called a fruit. Huh? But here the Gemara's question is, here we're talking about a tree. So why, if Shavuos you judge on trees, why are you bringing wheat? But it's still called a lapel of fruit.
Because it was.
It was a fruit. Then it says, Neima Amr Teira, Nizchumayim Bechag. Why does the Teira say, pour the water on the Mizbeach and Sukkis, you know, Simchas Beis HaSheva? Because Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said, Nizchu Lefanimayim Bechag, pour water before me on Sukkis, Kadeshiz Baruch Lam Gishmeshana, that the water, because Sukkis were judged on water. So now the Gemara is saying a very simple thing. Hashem connects the Yom Tov of judgment with the gift that he wants on that Yom Tov. Like he said, the first thing was, why do you bring the Emer on Pesach? Because grain is judged on Pesach. Why do you bring two breads on Shavuos? Because fruit trees are judged. Why do you bring water on Sukkis? Because the water is judged on Sukkis. And then he says, this is a very famous Gemara. The Chassidus brings down constantly. And Hashem says, say before me on Rosh Hashanah, brachas and psukim of malchus of sovereignty, zechreinus remembrances, v'sheferis and sheferis. Why? Malchus, to say the psukim of kingdom, k'dei shetam lechuni aleichem, that I should become king over you. Zechreinus, being the concepts of psukim of remembrances, kereshiyal is zechreinechem lefani l'teiva, that your remembrance should come before me for good. Ubamen, how does all this happen? B'shefer by your shefer. So this is a very famous Gemara. Like we know in Rosh Hashanah, we have a very long Musaf. We have Malchi, in addition to the regular Shemoneh Esrei, we have Psukim of Malchius, Zechreinus, and Shefers. So the Gemara is saying, because people are judged on Rosh Hashanah, so Hashem says, say Psukim that I should be your king, that I should remember you for the good, and how is all this done? By Shefer. So the Gemara says, Amr Ababu, Ababu said, Lama taken b'shefer shalayil. Why do you blow with a shefer of a ram? Yeah. Not that it halachically has to be a ram, but usually it's a shefer of a ram. It could be of any kosher animal. So he says, because Amar Kodesh Baruch Hashem said, Tikul lefane b'shefer shalayil, blow before me with a shefer of a ram, kedei she'ask alachem akedus Yitzchok ben Avraham. Because the Akedah, what did Avram Avinu find after Hashem said, don't kill Yitzchak? He found a ram. Fact that we know, there's a famous medrash that Chassidus also brings down a lot. The ram of Yitzchak had two horns. I mean, every animal has two horns. So the left one, which was the smaller horn, spiritually left the smaller, that was the sheifer used at Matan Torah. And the right horn from Yitzchok's ram is going to be the Meshefer Mashiach. Bayemo Yitaka Meshefer Godel. Godel is the right one, which is bigger than the left. So Hashem says, why do I want you to blow Shefer in Rosh Hashanah with the Shefer of a ram? Because by blowing Shefer with the ram, I'm going to remember Akedus Yitzchok. And the merit of Akedus Yitzchok is going to help for the Jews. And he says even more.
We'll find the ram from
Avraham. Not the ram, the shefer. Avraham Avinu shechted the ram.
Yeah.
Just like the donkey. It's all hidden with the donkey of Mashiach and all the other things. Avi Hashem will produce it. He says, "Kedesh Eskel Lachem Akedus Yitzchok Ben Avraham." That you should remember the Aked of Yitzchok Ben Avraham. Therefore, by doing this, Malani Aleichem, I consider it. As if you bound yourself, you sacrificed yourself before me. So Hashem said, that's why we use, officially, even though halachically you don't have to, any shefer of a bull is kosher. But why is it the inyan of a ram? God, most shefers today are not from rams. Most of them are, I think, from bulls. I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you shefers,
or maybe they use rams. I don't know what they used to. What?
They use the shofar.
In the olden times, the custom was more the ram's horn.
Yeah. It's blown better.
See, Tesis over here brings down in the bottom Tesis. In later on, it says Rabbi Yisi Machshav b'shal para. Even a cow's horn is good, but lepil we pass like Rabbi Yehuda that is better to blow from my. Come on, you know, I take it back. They blow today from ram's horns. Okay, then it says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchok said, Lama taken by Rosh Hashanah. Why do you blow Shefer on Rosh Hashanah? So right away the Gemara asks, what do you mean Lama taken? Achman Amr Tikkun, the Torah says to blow. What type of question, why you blow Shefer on Rosh Hashanah? The Torah says to blow. He says, no, the question is, Amr Lama the Merian. Why do you blow a Trua? You know, the two. So Gemara says, where again? Rachman Am is Zichron Trua, Merian. I mean, the Gemara says, right away, Merian. What do you mean, why? The good Torah says, Zichron Trua. You blow Trua. So the Gemara says, El Alam taken a Merian, Shein Yeshvin. Why do people blow Tki and Trua where everybody is sitting? The taken a Merian, Shein Aimdim, and they blow and the Tki and the Trua. When they're standing, La Arve Vesatin, to mix up the Satin. What it means is as follows. On Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shefer two times during davening. According to our custom, three times during davening. But there's what's called Tkiyas, and this is very important halacha to know. This is called Tkiyas Meyushav, the sitting Tkiyas, and Tkiyas Me'umad, the standing Tkiyas. What does this mean? The ones you blow before Musaf are called the sitting Tkiyas. the official shofar blowing is called the sitting tkiyas, because technically everybody's allowed to sit except the blower. The minig is everybody stands because, it's awesome, everybody stands. But according to halacha, except for the brachas of shofar, you have to stand. For this blowing of the shofar before musaf, you're allowed to sit. Then shofar is blown in the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, according to all opinions. When it's blown in the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, everybody has to stand when you blow. Whether you blow during the quiet Shmoneh Esrei is an argument in halacha, and our meaning is that you blow in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Al pi Kabbalah, you blow in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. But those are called Tkiyas Mu'umad, because everybody has to stand. The first set of even if you blow in the repetition, where the Chayr people consider it, you still have to stand for those Tkiyas. They're called Tkiyas Mu'umad. Tkiyas Mu'yushav, you're technically allowed to sit. There's more differences also. How you blow the shofar is a little bit different. If you stop between Shvarim Terua, you don't stop between Shvarim Terua. I mean, there's a different blowings. So you have the first 30 that you blow before Musaf. In the Shmoneh Esrei, you blow 10 things 3 times. At the end of the first set of brachas, you blow 10. Second set of brachas, 10. The end of the third set of brachas, you blow 10. So this Gemara says, so why do you blow sitting tkiyas and standing tkiyas? La'arviv es ha-satan, to mix up the satan. What does it mean to confuse the satan? He says, when the satan sees that the Jews go beyond the letter of the law, that they blow twice, the satan says, I can't persecute the Jews, they're too good for me. It's similar to the famous thing, says in Shulchan Aruch, that Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow shofar. The whole month of Elul, we blow shofar. Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar. So it says, why? There's two reasons. Number one, to separate between the customary blowing of Elul and the mitzvah shofar of Rosh Hashanah, just to make a break. And then there's another reason, to mix up the satan. The satan should think Rosh Hashanah passed. So in other words, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow, the satan says, Rosh Hashanah is over already, and he leaves town, and meanwhile comes Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't prosecute. That's the simple meaning of the Gemara. So the Rebbe asks, dumb is the satan? The satan can't look in a calendar? Yeah. The satan doesn't know this trick every year already. Yeah. What do you mean that the satan... The Rebbe asks, what does it mean mixing up the satan? The satan's a malach. I mean, he's very intelligent. Uh-huh. And yet, would he confuse the satan? So the Rebbe explains a completely different thing of like we just learned here. Uh-huh. It's not to confuse the satan. The satan should think that Rosh Hashanah is over and he's going home. Uh-huh. It means when the satan sees that the whole month of Elul the Jews blew shofar, and shofar is the awakening call to do tshuva, and Erev Rosh Hashanah we don't blow. Uh-huh. What does it mean? That the Jews Erev Rosh Hashanah don't need the shofar anymore. They finished tshuva. So when the satan sees that the Jews don't need shofar because they finished doing tshuva, the satan says, so I'm out of a job. Yeah. Like the Mepharshim explained over here, when the satan sees that the Jews blow twice, more than the halacha demands, in other words, they love mitzvah so much that they do more than the halacha demands, the satan says, I have nothing to prosecute about. That's what it means, to mix up the satan. Not that he should think and go and leave town. Mix him up that he has nothing to complain about. But
it's the same reason why we don't read the Torah the next day, finish the Torah. Why we do it 2 weeks later?
That's one of the reasons it brings down. Yes.
So the mitzvah should be, everyone should blow the shofar.
No, one person blows, everybody listens.
Everybody is judged by himself.
Yeah, but when you listen to shofar, you internalize it the shofar on your level. Forget if everybody in shul is going to start blowing shofar at the same time.
Is so
not everybody knows how to blow. So not everybody knows how to blow.
Yeah, right.
That's why this Rosh Hashanah we don't blow shofar the first day, because you might come to carry the shofar.
Oh,
yeah.
It's the Mishnah later in the fourth parak.
So Erev on Motzei Shabbos we also don't.
Sunday, second day Yom Tov, we blow. Okay, then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kol Shana Shein Teken La Betchilasa, any year the people didn't blow Rosh Hashanah, Shefan Rosh Hashanah, what happens is, Meriyan La Besayfa, they're going to end up blowing it at the end, which means there'll be so much problems in the year, they're going to have to decree fast days, you know, later on in the year. And on the fast day, in the olden times, like when there was no rain, they used to make fast days. So they used to blow shofar to wake up the Jews to do tshuva. So the Gemara says, if you don't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to end up blowing it later during the year.
Then why didn't they blow the shofar?
Rosh Hashanah. But for whatever reason, the people didn't do it good. I mean, the people didn't behave. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's interesting. Tesis explains. Sorry, Tesis says here a different word. He brings out from Nalochas Gedalis. It doesn't mean when Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos where you don't blow. Mm-hmm. He means if for an anus happened, a guy didn't have a shofar. Mm-hmm. An anus happened, whatever. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, is they didn't blow shofar. Mm-hmm. So Tesis says, don't worry, you're gonna end up blowing eventually anyway. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Kol shana shadasha betchilasa, any year which is poor at the beginning." Explain in a sec what that means. Misasheres b'sefer becomes prosperous at the end. Rashi says, "What does it mean? Rasha betchil, not Rasha wicked. Rasha reishin hay means poor. Mm-hmm. Any year that Rosh Hashanah, the Jews make themselves like paupers. They really feel the need, and they have to daven, like we learned many times. The Shulchan Aruch says." The chazan for Rosh Hashanah should be a person who's married, ideally, and a guy that has problems. In other words, needs parnasa, you know, not God forbid the terrible problem, but a guy who needs parnasa. Why? Because when they daven, they mean it. You know, a guy who has everything, his davening is not meaningful. So the Gemara says, any year which the Jews make themselves paupers at the beginning, meaning they daven like they have a great need, Misasheres b'sefer becomes rich at the end. Where do you see this? Shenama, because it says in the Torah that Tamid ein Hashem alakecha ba mereishis hashana. And if you look in Chumash, in Ekev, mereishis is spelled mem reish shin yud saf, without an aleph. Normally reishis has an aleph in it, mm-hmm. Rosh. So it's without an aleph, which comes to the word mereishis rosh, meaning if you have poverty ad achris shana until the end of the year, sefer sheyesh la achris, an end that has a future, meaning it'll be good. In fact, it says in halacha you have to blow. You know, you have a shofar, yeah. So you have the narrow side of the shofar, the mouthpiece. Then you have the wide part. What happens if somebody has a big mouth and they blow from the wide side of the shofar?
Can you?
It's possible. If you have a small shofar,
yeah,
and the top side is not so big, it's possible. It says you're not yetzer. Why? Because it says min ha-meitzar karasi ka anani b'merchav ka. Min ha-meitzar means from poverty. From tzad. So you have to blow from the narrow side of the shofar, meaning you start off the year narrow, and the end of the year becomes wide. Mm-hmm. And then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, in don in a sa'odam ela lefi ma'isef shaleisesh sha. When Hashem judges you, He judges you how you are at the time He judges you." And that was it's a very interesting concept. Hashem doesn't judge you by the way you were. At the time of judgment, Hashem judges you the way you are now. Where do we see this? Because by Yishmael it says, Kishama Elokim El Kol Anar Bashehu Sham. The whole story when Sodom made Avram throw Hagar out of the house with Yishmael, and Yishmael got sick and he was about to die, and Hashem heard the tefillah. So it says, Kishama Elokim El Kol Anar. Hashem heard the voice of the child, Bashehu Sham, the way he is there. And the Gemara means, what does it mean? The way he was then, in the sixth state of davening. Even though Yishmael was a Rasha at that time, Hashem didn't judge him by his actions of before. Hashem judged him by his actions at the time he was sick, davening to Hashem. It's a good thing, because in Rosh Hashanah everybody tries to be good. So if we're judged in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem judges us based on the way we are Rosh Hashanah, not the way we are a whole year. It's pretty good. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shloisha Dvarim Maskirim Aveinesef Shaladim. Three things, that means there's three dangerous times that when you're in this situation, you're in the predicament, Hashem brings up your sins. What are the three? Kin Noti, if you walk between underneath a leaning wall, meaning a wall that's not sturdy, that at any minute it could collapse. So because you're in a dangerous predicament, at that time Hashem brings up your sins to see if you should make it or not. Ve'iyun tefila, and a guy who davens in a way that he expects his davening to be answered. In other words, if a guy expects his davening to be answered, God says, 1 minute. You expect your davening to be answered? Let me see who you are. And the third thing is, umaysa din al-chaveri. If somebody submits judgment to a fellow person, to Hashem. What does it mean? If somebody feels he was wronged, and he comes to God and says, hey God, you know you wronged me, I want, so God says, oh yeah? You're wronged? Okay, let's see who you are. This is, that's why it's dangerous taking God to Din Torah. Because once you take God to Din Torah, he can get very picky with us. And in fact, the Berditchever used to do it, by the way, but the Berditchever knew how to do it. Used to take God to Din, yeah, come here. Used to take God to Din Torah. Give this to the guy.
What fell?
Some money fell. It's okay, here it is.
I'll keep it. Just a 50, I'll take it.
Okay. Then he says, why? Because Nanish Tchil, and sorry, Domer Rabchanin said the following statement. Anybody who submits judgment of his fellow person to Hashem, who Nanish Tchil gets punished first. If you want to complain to God about a certain person, you get judged first. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this? Because Sarai said it about Hagar. V'tayim Sarai Avram, Chamasi Alecha, my injustice is upon you. This that happened to me is your fault. So what happened? But Yahweh Avram lispid the sort of Lefkesa. So Sarah ended up dying first. Sarah ended up dying first. Why? Because she placed judgment on Hagar. So the Torah says the Gemara says you got to be very careful about judging other people or placing judgment on other people. What should happen to other people? You know, God should punish this person. God should do this to this person. Because if you do that, you get punished first. Why? Because like the Gemara says here, Hashem starts looking into your record and to see how it works. Just like the Gemara in Brachas discusses the importance of davening with a minion. And the Gemara says, Hashem never despises the davening of a minion. So the explanation of the Gemara is that that we learned many times, to give an example, you go to the store and you buy 3 apples. So you take each apple and you look it over properly, make sure there's no holes and no soft spots, and you make sure it's a good apple. When you buy apples by the case, you look at the general case. The general case is good. So you know, of course there's going to be a few bad apples, but you ignore the few bad apples because you look at the general case to see if it's good. The same explanation is what the Gemara says. When an individual davens, Tashem, Sashem looks at you as an individual. He says, let me see the apple. You're davening to me, let me see if you're good, if you're rotten, if you're spoiled or whatever. When you daven with a minion, Hashem looks at the case. It's a wholesale. So Hashem says, 10 Jews get together in a room, they're davening, they're not killing each other. Hashem says it's a good case of apples. And even though there's a few rotten apples, Hashem said, I don't care. That's the way Hashem works.
There's people that they're picky, but misspell them.
As long as they come to Shon, they dab with the minion, it's fine. That's why Arizal said, before davening, you have to say, Areini mekabel olai mitzvah saseh shavu after recha kamecha. Why? Because when Hashem sees the Jews are sitting together in Achtus, so then he looks at the case much different.
What did he say? When you were?
At the beginning of davening. In our text, we say, Areini, right before Matovu, say, Areini mekabel olai mitzvah saseh shavu after recha kamecha. Why? Because Arizal says, because by having Avitz Yisrael, then Hashem judges us favorably. Vam Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Yitzchok said, in a very positive way, Arba Dvorim Mekadin Gzardina Shel Adam, four things rip up a bad decree of Hashem. I mean, even if it's decreed as bad, four things rip it up. What are the four? Tzedakah, giving tzedakah. Tzedakah, crying out, meaning davening. Shini Hashem, changing a name, because changing a name means I'm not the old guy anymore. I'm a new guy. That's why, with God forbid, when somebody's very sick, you add a name. Mm-hmm. And what do you say in the prayer? That if it was decreed on somebody to die, it is not this person anymore, it's a new guy. And the last thing is shinui maisa, changing of action. Like the Rashi says, the concept of tshuva. If you change, if you become a do tshuva, it's like the Rambam says, you become a new person. You become a new person, the evil decree has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, these are the four things that undo evil decrees. And the Gemara explains, where do we see this? Tzedakah, it says, Tzedakah tatzel mimavis. Tzedakah saves from death. Tzedakah, how do you know? Because it says, Vayitzakol Hashem Batzalahem. They cried out to Hashem when they were distressed. And Hashem took him out of their difficulties. Shini Hashem, where do you see changing a name helps? Because by Sarai, it says, Sarai ishtecholi sikra shma Sarai. Like it says, it was decreed Sarai shouldn't have children. Mm-hmm. But this is a new person, Sarai, so she's able to have children. I'll give you a child. Then it says, how do I know Shini Maisa? How do I know if you change your ways? You know, Hashem forgives you, because it says, Vayaru l'kimis ma'aseihem, Hashem saw what we read in Mafta Yaina, by the city of Nineveh. Hashem saw their actions, and it says, Vayinochem alakim alara shadibar lasis lahem, Hashem changed his mind from the evil he wanted to do to them, v'layas, and he didn't do it. Then he says, Afshini mokim, v'yashem, and some people say, even changing your place. You always expect Mishana Mokim, Mishana Mazel. Change your place, you change your mazel. Because it says, Vayayim Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecho, Mi'artzecho. Like Rashi quotes, here you can't have children. But if you go to a new city, then you're going to have Eschol Agoy Godl. So then the question is, I, V'idach, why does the other person say there's only four, not five? He says, over there was not the schus of leaving place, over there was the schus of Eretz Yisrael. You're telling me changing your place? It's the Gemara says that's not what did it. The fact that he was an Eretz Yisrael, that's what gave him the bracha.
Maybe that's so.
Yeah, but the question is if it applies then or not.